Bombas makes the most comfortable socks, underwear, and T-shirts.
Warning, Bombas are so absurdly comfortable you may throw out all your other clothes.
Sorry, do we legally have to say that?
No, this is just how I talk, and I really love my Bombas.
They do feel that good, and they do good, too. One item purchased equals one item donated.
To feel good and do good, go to bombas.com/listen and use code LISTEN for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/listen, and use code LISTEN at checkout.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest 100% organic cotton bedding from Bull & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and breathable sheets. You'll experience pure comfort on night one and feel your bedding get softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first order at bullandbranch.com with code CUMULUS. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
When you love riding a motorcycle, you want to ride it everywhere, even to a physical.
Let's check your weight. Hop on the scale. Look at that. You're down a few pounds.
Oh, yeah. Must be the new carbon fiber wheels.
And when you love saving money, you want to save even more. That's why GEICO makes it easy to bundle your motorcycle and car insurance.
I'm going to prescribe 91 octane for your engine knock, and we'll want to see you again in 3,000 miles.
Kickstart your savings with GEICO Motorcycle. Bundle and save on the things you love.
Time now for another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. You know, we get you to work every morning on the Bob and Tom Show. Now every afternoon at 3, we're going to post a little extra for you to get you laughing on your way home or whenever you download this thing. On the show today, Tom harasses an employee and Super Bowl commercials right after this from Tom Mabe.
Tom.
You want it. You need it. You can't live without it.
This is Bob and Tom Extra.
And there she is.
Hi.
She hasn't gone to HR this week. It's
nope.
Navy
it's
Federal
here.
Credit Union News Desk. Honcha? Christy Lee? Is that a word? Because honcho...
It's a man.
Right.
Is honcha the female...
I don't know if... I don't know if...
She wouldn't
honcho
go to
has a
HR, though.
Just hacienda. Gender.
You wouldn't run to human resources, would you, sweet ass?
Sugar boobies?
Hey, don't. Just because you're not employed here.
Hey, Josh,
yet,
can you get that broad's attention? And,
sure.
I'm so sorry, Christy. Yesterday was a rough day. I don't need any more lawyer talk. Thank you very much, Duke.
I heard you went to an electronics store, though.
Went great. There was a guy there named Josh who was awesome.
Oh, you tell me you already know Josh?
Very helpful.
I can't not mention this. Tom was so unintentionally hilarious off the air.
I agree.
He was telling us this story about he went to this electronics store, and he's like, everybody there seems so sad. So I'm checking out, and after 10 minutes, I finally got that guy to laugh. And I would love to hear the story from that guy's perspective.
This guy was
going on. And here he is now.
I was just trying to pay.
This windbag, which wouldn't stop talking about.
My best stuff.
Finally, I pretended to laugh at something he said so he would leave.
No, I couldn't leave because he couldn't get the thing to type. He took his piece of paper and he's scanning and scanning. Nothing's happening. He scans it like 300 times. I'm just, hey, maybe.
Type it in.
You know, that's like that joke that I do when I go, well, I And El Pardo does it. He goes, well, I take out the opening act. When I'm on the road, I take the opening act, middle act out. We go to the mall. I let him watch me buy a suit. You know, it's the same joke. I walk in. I see. I give him a little treat. I try to make him laugh.
You're saying a lot of the people that work there look like, a lot of the people that work there look, they want to go into that cage and shoot themselves. That's
More
all
importantly,
saying.
What were you buying?
Something that cost $1 million, and he was complaining about that.
I bought four doses of printer's ink. For
So you took out a, you had to take out a loan.
So you got
four. So you're making payments. Not going to live to use that, are you?
You got to get black, and then you got to get the three colors, and there's $80 a piece.
Yeah. Man, they're proud of it.
I told you my horror story about that. I'm on this print of the month, this printer's ink of the month club.
Wait a minute.
What, they give you a different color every month?
It's a giant company of a giant printer.
Are you publishing a newsletter?
No. So they deliver the ink to your house. However, they know how much ink you're using because your printer's on Wi-Fi.
Oh.
So they're aware when you're out of ink, you get an email, or when you're running low, hey, we see you're running low, and we'll be sending that ink to... Oh,
and by the way, please wear the blue underpants again. Gertrude in Human Resources loves that.
They're more or less gray, but I can see why she would think they were blue.
They're nice.
Oh, that's
they
happening.
Do that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this particular printer that I have at home, which, by the way, only runs out of ink when you're trying to print an airplane ticket when you're leaving in a hurry. it takes these cartridges the size of... rolling pins. So anyway, but I had a great guy who helped me out. Josh was there, a guy named Josh.
Right, we heard.
Yeah, finally made him laugh after 10 minutes.
No. Josh was the guy.
I had a solid 10.
Josh was the guy that walked me around. We found all this stuff.
So what goes through your brain when you're there waiting to check out? You see what you perceive as someone trying to do their job, but you see them as sad. You're gonna pick up their day by being in their life.
Sad because he was trying to do a very simple task and it wasn't working.
What was the joke that got him?
Yeah. What finally made him laugh?
You're on. You're on.
How about this guy? Huh? You get one of those?
I took my credit card and said, "Is this the swipe kind or the old in out kind?"
That's not bad.
But I
proceeded. Wait a minute. Hold it. That was what you said.
Yeah.
Oh, my. That made him laugh.
The old in and out kind.
A little reference to the great movie A Clockwork Orange. This guy did have amazing facial hair, though, I must say.
Hmm.
He had a really nice sculpted beard. I worked on that all day, and then I thought, well, now time to go to the place where I wish
don't
I
you wonder
this,
how...
I just wish this were a taller building so I could jump off.
Don't you wonder how he goes and interacts with people throughout the day?
You know, I had a rough day, so just don't get me started.
It's like, he's always looking up and around and like, what the hell is going on?
It's time to move on.
Most
what
amazing
do you think he would be doing if you weren't
hair?
Doing this?
We 10 to 20.
We speculated.
We landed on something off the air.
Yeah. All of us, yeah.
Great. All of us said the same thing, which was interesting.
Supreme Court Justice?
No. Incredibly, a giant windbag of a tenured professor at some major university where you're standing in the corner with your pipe making all these...
Well, I don't smoke a pipe.
Again. Ruining all these parties by having all this horrible conversation.
Can you get radio tenure? I don't think so. This is the one business everybody gets fired all the time. We go to the... news desk. It's the Navy Federal Credit Union news desk with Christy Lee.
Last night you gave me
an assignment,
and I watched the Super Bowl commercials.
Oh, did you care? Did you like them?
Yes, I really liked the NFL 100th anniversary.
Yeah,
commercial.
That was neat.
I thought it was very well done.
That was voted in a couple of polls as the best one.
It was so entertaining.
And if you haven't seen it, it's got. God, how many of the great NFL players are in that?
I want to say all of them.
Pretty much.
OJ wasn't in there.
Yeah.
All the ones that are.
What was that all about?
Wow.
I was kind of waiting to see if they
would have been something.
Wow.
I know.
It would have been over.
Talk about viral.
Would have been over. Hey, wow. Look, there's OJ and Liam Neeson. What are they doing? Oh, they're leaving.
He walks in like he was in the big wig from Naked Gun right at the end. 100 years already?
Someone, please take that commercial, throw in the scene from Naked Gun, and get it out there.
Oh, that'd be hilarious.
I think it would fit.
Yeah.
Oh, God, that would be hilarious. If you haven't seen it, it's a banquet, and the NFL commissioner's kind of doing some kind of blowhard thing, and all of a sudden, utter chaos.
Marshawn Lynch starts everything off by leaning over, trying to grab a
piece of cake. Yeah.
And the football falls off, and they start passing the football around.
But it's got a number of the greats. I like it when he won't throw the ball because it's the wrong receiver.
Yeah. Cowboy. Yeah. I saw. Yeah, I laughed.
I don't blame him.
And one of your guys was in there. Or two, right?
I don't remember who was in there, to be honest.
Was Riggo in there?
I don't think so.
Wasn't he in there?
I don't think so.
That would be the thing, is to find out, list all the players that were
involved. Yeah, because what about Falk or Bruce? Because there was no Kurt Warner.
And were they all there at the same time?
I don't know the answer to that either.
I would assume not. They probably had to have a lot of them there.
And I haven't.
But they looked.
It was so much fun. Yeah. Like
I haven't found out the answer if what's her face and Jeff Bridges were in the same room for the Stella Artois.
And I only watched the NFL one once, so we'll have to go back. And I'm sure there's probably a lot of stuff about it on the internet. But what other commercials did you like, Christy?
I liked that one, and I liked the Mick Ultra Pure Gold. That
was
kind of
interesting. That because you like the product or because you like the commercial?
Describe the commercial.
Zoe, what's her name?
Deschanel?
No.
Oh.
Lenny Kravitz's daughter.
Zoe Kravitz.
Zoe Kravitz.
No, that's not who it is.
I think her name is Zoe Kravitz.
Yeah, I think so too.
Saldana girl.
Brown squirrel.
Oh, Zoe Saldana.
That girl. Yeah.
That's.
She's sitting
that's
out there and it's in the nature and she talks into the microphone real quietly. You didn't see this one?
No, I didn't see it either.
Oh, I didn't like that. Was that when she's out in the woods?
Yes.
She's out in the jungle?
Yes.
No, I hated that one.
I thought it was really cool.
Hate it.
And they have a really neat new... And I actually kind of like the planters guy.
Yeah, I do too.
With Charlie Sheen.
I love that
one. I'm nuts.
Yeah.
I thought that was great.
Yeah, I have the entire list. I have the entire list of who was in the NFL players commercial.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, there's like...
Any Redskins?
30 people. No.
No Joe?
Mm-mm. No Joe Theismann.
We mean, why wouldn't they have Joe Theismann in there?
Because he's not going to Hall of Fame, and he won one Super Bowl and an MVP, and that was
winning a Super Bowl isn't enough.
No,
he
if they
not going,
no, Mark Rippon wouldn't be in it either. Vince Ferragamo lost a Super Bowl.
So all the people in that commercial are in the Hall of Fame.
So how did Patti Smith get in there?
Mm-mm. Who?
The singer.
Oh, that's the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. She doesn't belong. Sorry.
Dick one hit.
Aaron Donald was a current player. Alvin Kamara, Orlando Pace, Dick Butkus, Joe Green, Aaron Donald, Peyton Manning, Drew Brees, Strahan, Gronkowski, Brian Urlacher, Juju Smith-Schuster from the Steelers. Marshawn Lynch, Eli Manning. I didn't see Eli.
Either did I. I was just going to ask about Eli.
And Damakong Su, who was a place for the Rams. Mike Singletary, you got the big eyes. Christian McCaffrey, plays for the Panthers. Joe Montana, Jerry Rice, Michael Irvin, Deion Sanders, Larry Little, played for the Dolphins. Paul Warfield, played for the Dolphins. And the Browns with Dr. Frank Ryan.
Paul Warfield.
Zonka, Gurley, Todd Gurley, Barry Sanders, Emmett Smith.
Jim Brown.
LaDainian Tomlinson, not the LT that I'm thinking of.
Jim Brown.
LT was not there, yes. Ed Reed, Jim Brown, yep. Baker Mayfield was in it. I missed. Tom Brady, Terry Bradshaw, Patrick Peterson from the Cardinals. Odell Beckham Jr., Derwin James, Jalen Ramsey, Franco Harris, Russell Wilson, Patrick Mahomes.
Oh. My man!
Tony Gonzalez, Von Miller, Richard Sherman, Saquon Barkley.
Quan Barkley.
He was in it.
Ace has his hand up.
Another reason some people might not have been in there is, according to Sporting News, the people in that commercial shot it for free. No one was paid.
Oh.
Really?
With special appearances by Roger Goodell.
Dick Butkus?
Ronald Torbert. Yep, Butkus wasn't. I said Butkus.
Oh, sorry.
Butkus.
I just wanted to say Butkus. And Dick.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Ronald Torbert.
Really? That's where we're going today? Low-hanging fruit?
Yes. It's the easiest fruit to pick.
Yes, it's right there.
It's delicious. You know,
it's ripe. It's ready to go. Ready to go.
You ever been in this situation? You're doing some random thing, and you look you look around, and there's someone super famous? I was doing this really cool motorcycle rally. Charity event, and I looked down, and there's Dick Butkus and five of his buddies that just joined up for fun and didn't even tell him. Holy, that's Dick Butkus. That was a great commercial.
It was a great commercial. And Peyton Manning goes, well, that hurt.
Wasn't that great?
That was so great.
Did you see
you
the
still
thing?
Got it. Oh, that
did you
hurt.
See the thing before the game, that never-ending thing with John Malkovich? And Peyton was the best part of that.
No, I never saw
that. Went on for
10 minutes. I love the Michael Bublé spot. I thought that was kind of cute.
I thought they were all good.
And I will agree that Shark Tank thing was definitely a Shark Tank thing.
Thank you.
It was obvious.
Enjoy being right.
That's true.
I like
never
the,
said
my
a
dog
truer sentence.
Was watching these with
my
me.
Dog.
Because Leo likes to sit on my lap while I'm watching on things on the computer.
And you like Leo.
The puppy, right?
He loved the pet comfort products from WeatherTech commercial.
With the golden retriever.
Yes, he loved
it. He knows there's one of it.
Yes.
Well, are you trying to say that pet owners apply their certain beliefs?
Yes, yes.
To their
you
pet?
Looked at your dog no. and said, look, there's one of you. And then the dog kind of looked at the TV and you went, oh, he loves it.
No, the dog watched every minute of that.
Look how much
no,
he
the dog
it.
Was looking at your reflection in the television.
No, he wasn't.
I've owned four dogs. I've tried all four. They watch TV, they don't care.
Oh, boy, Leo
Never.
Loves it.
When,
I don't believe
when
the dog barks,
don't believe
when
it.
A dog barks on TV, they look at the speaker.
Yes.
Nope, I don't
yep.
believe it. All I don't right. believe it. Don't believe anything.
They have a dog. They have a dog channel because dogs watch TV.
You know that's a premium on DirecTV.
I know.
Dog channel. It's like $8 a month.
I know.
I bet a lot of people
I bet
buy
they
it.
Do. Yeah, I bet they do.
Christy, did you like the Mercedes commercial?
Yeah, that was kind of cool.
I thought that was great where the guy, whatever he says happens.
Yeah.
Then he gets in the car and starts talking.
That was cool.
And the Audi?
I don't
Audi?
Know if I want my the Audi cashew commercial.
Oh, do you have the Audi story?
Yes.
Have you heard this chick?
When I saw that e-tron, I was like, holy.
I love the Audi.
It's this super cool-looking electric sports car Audi, but did you hear the blowback?
German automaker Audi apparently didn't check with their neighbors in France before settling on the name e-tron. Apparently, the French word e-tron translates to the English word turd.
Oh, no.
e-tron.
Joe Chonald, e-tron.
Yes.
You had a French turd. It wasn't electric, but you had a Renault Alliance.
I did. It was either Alliance or e-tron is what they were going to call
How
it.
How could they
car.
Not run that by?
I don't know. Man, that car was cool looking.
Don't they have like a business set up to make sure what you're naming your product is?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
They don't want to, Exxon doesn't want to pick a name, and they find out it means explosive diarrhea. In
Nova for the Chevy Nova? Nova.
Yeah, I think that may be an urban legend.
Is that a Pinto for penis? Isn't that Portuguese and penis?
Is it really?
Pinto? I don't know.
So anyway, the Audi e-tron means turd in French.
Apparently, yeah.
I mean, it'll float.
It did not look like a turd.
If Teddy Kennedy had been one of those, he'd be president.
Well, see, they're not supposed to float, though. That means you have too much fat in your diet, right?
That's right. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Sorry, I didn't know that.
Is that true? You learned something from me.
That's fine.
Slovenly, drunken, stupid me.
And you want it to look like an S.
You want what to look like an S?
Hence the S word.
Yes, I'm not making that up. Yeah, like a.
I've never heard either of these things.
You want?
Well, you don't
you
watch Dr. Oz.
It to look like an S?
Yes. Like your colon? Yes.
It's never happened in my life where I went, oh, that's a perfect S.
What is this, like some kind of alphabet soup?
It's got to be, I think, Superman probably poops an S, don't you think?
I've a lot of eyes.
I do.
A lot of eyes.
Occasional dotted eyes.
Maybe a C is okay.
Maybe an L? Did you ever get an L?
I've had a Q.
You ever get that cursive thing where it's like a Dairy Queen
you guys
soft
mock
ice cream machine?
A Q.
You mock? A lawmaker in Hawaii proposing a bill that would raise the state's minimum smoking age
or
to...
Or as they call the law in Hawaii, hukuluku.
That's
absolutely right.
Thank you, John.
They would raise the minimum smoking age to 100.
Which is Nayahuna.
Representative Richard. Okay, this is the most un-Hawaiian name ever. Representative Richard Cragen.
Must be a Howley.
Yeah.
Somebody that moved in.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. His bill aims to raise the minimum smoking age to 30 in 2020, 40 in 2021, 50 in 2022, 60 in 2023, and 100 in 2024.
In the year 2025.
If you could still smoke in Hawaii.
Representative Cragen is also a physician and said, quote, the state is obligated to protect the public's health. Hmm. He added smoking is more lethal, more dangerous than any prescription drug, and more addicting. The current minimum age to smoke in Hawaii is...
18.
21.
I wouldn't think smoking would be considered that dangerous when you live on a volcano. Plenty of smoke and ash in the air constantly.
So are you going to need an ID?
When you're 100?
Hey, pal, you look like you're 85. Let me see your ID.
Yeah.
You want some smoke?
Hold on.
When you're 100 in Hawaii, by the way, this is an interesting true fact.
What?
You know a little bit about the Hawaiian language?
No, I don't.
Well, I think you probably do know this, except when you're 100 years old in Hawaii, aloha only means goodbye.
Oh. Well.
So was this bill sponsored by the Jewel people?
Yeah. I wonder if they would include that.
Oh, my gosh. Did you see the story yesterday? Probably.
Oh,
not.
About the exploding Jewel?
Sorry. I probably shouldn't do the Jewel jokes.
Oh, yeah.
Too late for that.
It was an e-cigarette that exploded? Are you talking about that one?
Yeah, some kid was smoking an e-cigarette. Although
hit his karate artery.
apparently there was some speculation that he may have been using the wrong kind of battery or something in the particular version of the e-cigarette he was smoking.
Oh, that's scary.
I guess emergency rooms, this is becoming a relatively common occurrence.
No kidding.
They've got a couple of them on film with security cameras where a guy, all of a sudden, that thing explodes in his face. But this killed this kid.
Yeah, it's a terrible story.
Yikes.
Man, oh, man.
So,
did you ever put one of those cigarette loader... Like they,
yes, that
those should be illegal.
They should be illegal. They blow up more than you think they're going to.
What the hell are you talking about?
Yeah. You put a little
thing in a somebody's cigarette.
It's called loading it. So they let a cigarette explode.
And they light a cigarette and it'll boom. Yeah.
Possibly one of the funniest things I've ever seen.
There's today's edition of the Bob and Tom Extra for you. Make sure you catch us every weekday afternoon at 3. You can catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For the Bob and Tom Show, this is Christopher speaking. Have a great one.
Michael Rosenbaum and his Small Bill co-stars take you behind the scenes of one of the greatest shows of all time.
We're going to watch every episode.
Join us. It's Big Talk.
You remember when I had to shave my head?
Oh, I think I was angry with this one.
On Small Bill.
Yeah, I mean, I get it.
The scene you did, and this is the one that got me fired, okay?
What?
Here we go.
I love the excursions with me and Welling.
It's everything that Superman stands for.
It's Talkville.
Talkville, we always talk about it. It's a great thing.
The Smallville Rewatch Podcast. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.